Now let's recall the life of a woman who broke a barrier in the United States military.
Colonel Hayes, it is a great pleasure for me now to join with Lieutenant General Hal Jenkins, Surgeon General of the United States Army, and pinning on your new insignia of rank.
That rank of Brigadier General was given to Anna Mae Hayes on June 11, 1970, by General William Westmoreland, making her the first female general in the U.S. Armed Forces, or as Westmoreland put it, the first in the Western world since Joan of Arc.
General Hayes joined the Army as a nurse during World War II, posted to the China-Burma-India theater. She later treated some of the first casualties of the Korean War, and then went on to become chief of the Army Nurse Corps during the Vietnam War before her promotion to general.
She reflected on that promotion in a video for the Army Heritage Center Foundation.
Well, it really was something, you know, to have stars on your shoulders, because a woman didn't have those. This was impossible. No one ever thought it was going to happen.
Anna Mae Hayes, the first American woman to be an Army general, who died this week at 97.